Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Women are showing off this on Instagram to encourage women to accept and empower themselves.
Pictures with no makeup.
No, but that's a good answer, Heidi.
I'm going to say they're belly after pregnancy.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one. I say they're muffin top after a night of drinking.
Good one, Kato.
There we go. Yeah, I want you to Google this, Tom. Here you go.
I was already, believe me.
You're gonna love the pictures here.
Okay.
Women are showing off body hair on Instagram for hashtag January.
Oh.
January. Mm-hmm.
Pass.
Kato showed me that the other day.
Yes. It encourages women to accept and empower themselves while challenging the view that female body hair is abnormal.
Yeah, I told Heidi January was going on, and she showed me that she was participating. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, January 2016.
Heidi, every hair were hairy.
Can you, Harry?
First of all, I want to challenge this whole concept of that we're saying that body hair on women is abnormal. Never once is that what we have said. We've said it's gross. We didn't say it's abnormal.
Right, true.
Well, this we stuff. I don't. Men. You speak for yourself.
Men.
Okay. All you got to do is Google women are showing off body hair on Instagram for hashtag January and look at some of the pictures because.
Hold on, okay. I'm still typing that.
Why not just, Google.
Just January.
How about that?
It's on Facebook, our Facebook
page.
Okay,
well, did you put up all the pictures? Because some of the girls are so attractive, and their hair on their legs is just like a man's leg.
Pass.
They can't grow it that fast in a month.
You know what I think it is? I think that they're coming up, because, you know, we have Movember and, you know, what is it, the Decembeard?
You just
Whatever.
Made that up.
And now, you know, January.
Oh.
And I think it's just women coming up with stuff so they don't have to shave anymore. What's so interesting is I guess this girl. Okay. Look at that.
That has to be Photoshopped.
It has to be. This girl was a college student, and she put up this blog, and, like, you know, Rihanna and some of these other stars are embracing it.
Oh, my God.
And they're saying, why should we be called out as being lazy if we don't want to shave? There's nothing more rare and more beautiful than being a woman being unapologetic for her.
Do you even know?
No. I that's the legs I was talking about.
So if somebody wants to grow their hair, nobody should complain about it.
Yeah. Comfortable in the their imperfection.
Okay.
Oh, it's not imperfection. There's nothing wrong with having hair. You're not abnormal and there's no imperfection. But people groom themselves in a variety of ways.
Right.
We don't go around going, women, we're going to stop plucking their eyebrows because we're no longer going to consider it abnormal to have big, thick, hairy eyebrows. It's just what people like. They like it plucked somewhat. So shaving your legs is something that most people find more attractive than not shaving them. It's also the difference between men and women, and we used to have some boundaries there. We used to say women look like this, men look like this, and it helps you to feel more attracted to someone. If I like feminine features on a woman, then I don't want hairy legs.
But you know what? There might be a guy out there that does.
Absolutely.
Then he can go find, I've got a website for him.
Thank goodness.
What's the website?
It's this one, the one that you've got, Kato. I don't know.
I thought there was a different website.
Is yours like kcmq.com?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because you've got to see this picture. This is real. I thought it was
just
Photoshopped.
Just come look real quick.
It's not Photoshopped.
I just don't want to get your reaction. Close your eyes, and on three, I'm going to have you look up and
This is
see.
What the Bird Box challenge is those people saw this picture.
Okay, here you go. And one, two, three, look at her legs.
There's nothing right there in that area.
Look right there.
And look at her arms.
That differentiates the boys from the girls. There's nothing right there.
No, she don't do anything.
It wouldn't matter if she did. Look at her.
Okay. Hey, I want to vote her Miss January. She wins right
Mr.
there.
Mr. January.
Well, who's going to be Miss February?
Hey, over
Miss
here.
February. Yeah. I got you. Yeah, and they're going to continue this on.
Yeah. Some women just don't take the time to do it, and they find that their hair doesn't grow quite as dark or full as that woman that you just talked about.
March Harry. April Harry. I'm going throughout the whole year.
You're
going
to break his brain.
May Harry.
May.
Well, to each his own.
Okay.
Mary.
How do you, I know? I mean, you do shave your legs. I mean, sometimes you don't, and there's some stubble there. And, I mean,
I don't care what you do. You can be hairy if you want to be hairy, but don't make it into some big
campaign
political nonsense.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not political, it's a choice. If you want to be hairy, be hairy. Yeah. If you don't, don't. This whole crap about we're going to challenge the notion that if hair is abnormal on a woman is a bunch of made up crap to get attention.
Well said.
There you
well
go.
Said.
There you go.
Yay.
I just voted for you.
I think. I'm not sure what you said.
Let it grow. Let it grow.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.